Joe, the computer was running funny before the show started. Mm-hmm. Not in a good way.
Switched it to funny mode.
And Joe said, just start unplugging stuff.
No, I didn't say
save
that.
Save me three.
No.
verbatim was this.
No.
He said, I once spent 3 days unplugging stuff and it worked for me. Is that what you said?
No, not.
It was something not, along those lines.
Along those lines, but not like that, no.
Well.
I basically said, unplug your USBs and it'll run fine. You did it. And it does.
I think he's some kind of tech king.
Well, I just fixed your computer for
Come
you.
Come on so, down yeah. to Joe's Tech King warehouse, where we literally make it up as we go along.
But
Come
it
on
works.
Down. 0800 482, making it up on the spot.
Call
charging
the king.
You. Call the king. Joe's. I can't remember what I called it. What was it again?
I don't know.
Tech King.
Tech King. Yeah.
It's awkward to say because it's tech.
Tech King.
King.
Mm. Teching over.
Teching.
I'm teching over, mate.
Yeah. Come on down to Teching Warehouse if you know what's teching good for you.
Cool, the Tech King. He's teching over.
He hasn't got a teching clue.
The absolute peach. Thanks for tuning in.
5% discount code for the Tech King. Go to thetechking.com/peach.
May or may not exist.
For your discounts.
Tech King must exist.
Our main advice includes unplugging things.
Yep.
Tech King.
It worked though, didn't it? So, egg on your face.
The absolute peach.
Hey up.
For all your tech needs,
call Tech King.
I almost knocked over my coffee then. How did you persuade me to have a coffee? That was a terrible idea.
Why? Because it gets you more hyped up.
Now I'm overpepped.
Yep.
I'm not going to be sleeping tonight, and I am going to be unbearable for my wife tonight.
Fantastic.
Just unbearable.
I'll try not to heavy breathe directly into the microphone this week.
Nostril breathing, which you didn't even realise you were doing.
Neither did you.
What do you mean? I did. I pointed it out to
eventually,
you.
Eventually, yeah. Not straight away.
Well.
Must have been doing it for half an hour. But it's just because of the way the microphone was set up. It was kind of...
No, so
when I leaned forward, my nose went over and almost went in directly into the microphone.
Why is the microphone so far away from your mouth as well?
I don't know. It's the same as yours.
We've been doing this a while, Joe.
What are you talking about?
The stand is a long way away from the microphone.
No, it's fine.
Your voice is almost imperceptible, inaudible, at the best of times.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, I'll put it right in like this. Is this better?
If you like, yeah.
But then my face is pressed directly onto the
That's fine, because I can see less of it.
It doesn't feel very good.
It sounds absolutely brilliant.
Maybe I should just wear a mask thing over my face and then lean closer to it.
You see, your microphone on the desk, this is interesting to everyone, is turned up about 5% higher than mine.
That's because you've got a booming voice.
Because, no, my voice is normal. Mm. Your voice is like a shy mouse.
Yeah, but that's just how my voice is. You know, that's what I was born with.
No, you weren't.
That's what I'm rocking.
No.
Yeah.
He just goes sheepish.
No, you're born with the voice you got.
What do you mean you're born with the voice you got? No, it's your character. Are you saying your voice only goes up to a certain
yes,
volume?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
It clearly doesn't.
It does.
It's just
if we had a shouting contest.
You like to
you'd
mumble.
Win.
You just like mumbling.
No, because I can't.
I've heard you shouting.
When?
Like tons of times.
At you. Where's that food? Hurry up.
Yeah. So you got quite gruff there.
Mm.
Billy Goat's gruff. So...
Oh, my God. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
What other gruffs are there?
that's the main gruff.
Mm.
I mean, gruff-wise, you're dealing with Billy Goat's gruff, and he said gruffly.
Mm. What other goats are there as
what
well?
What is a gruff?
Like, other than Billy Goat.
What is a gruff?
It's just someone who's... Gruff.
Now, what is a gruff?
A gruff. That's their second name, isn't it?
What do you mean?
It's like the gruff.
The Billy Goat's second name is gruff.
Yeah, that's what I always thought it was.
The Billy Goat's, not the Billy Goat Smith.
No.
The Billy Goat's Thompson.
Gruff. Yeah, that's
the
what
Billy
I thought.
The Billy Goat's gruff.
Yeah, three Billy Goat's gruff. Oh, there you go. Who's that?
The gruff.
It's the three Billy Goat's gruff. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gruff family.
What is it then?
It doesn't make any sense.
Well, you don't know what it is. All you're going to do, as usual, go on Wikipedia, then act like you know what the answer is.
The story introduces three male goats, sometimes identified in the story as youngster, father, and grandfather, but more often described as brothers.
Right, either way,
in
from
other
the
renditions,
gruff family.
Just off the top of my head, there is a baby or child goat, mama goat, and papa goat.
Mm-hmm.
In any case, there is no grass left for them to eat where they live, so they must cross a river to get to a meadow or hillside on the other side of the stream in order to eat and get fat. To do so, they must first cross a bridge under which lives a fearsome troll who eats anyone who passes that way. It doesn't say anything about the gruff.
No. Well, what's the gruff bit there? What does it say at the top? That's the plot.
No,
that's
it
why,
doesn't.
Right?
It just says it doesn't. I mean, it's just confusing. See, we're telling our children these stories,
and
we haven't got a clue
exactly
what they mean.
We need to know, you know. Oh, God.
Go on.
Do a bit of research before you start telling these stories. So a lot of the stories have sinister undertones.
Yes.
I mean, this one is a prime example.
Like Ring of Roses was about, like, cholera or something.
Yeah, plague,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
Hit, so three Billy Goats gruff.
Mantralingua.com.
The three Billy...
I'm going to edit that out. I'm not getting free advertising off us.
Yeah.
That was sneaky, wasn't it? Marketing to children, absolutely shameless.
Goat's gruff. Once there were three very hungry Billy...
They're not going to tell you, are they?
No.
Skyrim brought me here.
Let's not start reading off the screen, shall we, eh?
Joe.
Come on, we're not going to start reading YouTube comments on the show.
Have
just unbelievable.
You... heard that I sometimes go to the gym.
Big Beast Ben, they call you, don't they? Triple B.
And I told a story of late.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you'll have to remind me, did I tell this story on the main show or on the Tapas show?
What was the story?
The story?
Either way, I don't know.
I'll give you a quick recap.
All right, yeah.
Of the story. Now,
it should be good.
Newcomers to the show... may or may not be aware that my life is something of a series of unfortunate or awkward events.
Mm.
To Joe's ongoing joy and keen interest. In fact, it's probably one of the main reasons we're still in each other's lives is because of the sort of level of entertainment he gets from just hearing all of the things that seem to happen to me that don't happen to most people, or as Joe would put it, normal people or non-odd people.
Well, yeah, I've never met anyone who has such misfortune in just day-to-day life.
Mm.
with no fault of your own.
Neither have I.
You get yourself into these weird, strange, awkward situations.
Well, I don't get myself into them.
Well,
they just occur
to me. Yeah, but they don't occur to anyone else.
I think
not that I know of, anyway.
I think they do occur to other people, but people don't. They block it out, or they pretend that it doesn't. They go around thinking, "I am Mr. Cool." Like, take you for instance.
No, I don't.
Probably loads of weird stuff happens to you, but you don't say it because if you did say it, you'd be like, you know, your cred. for want of a better word. Your credibility would be affected. If it goes swanning off down the street, you're not going to be going, oh, you know, tripped over earlier and hit my head.
No, if something happens, then I didn't do my laces up.
No, because you don't. Because you're Mr. Cool. Like, you go around, you know, as you say yourself, you are Mr. Cool, as you call you, as you regularly.
Yeah, I've got t-shirts saying, call me Mr. Cool. Yes. Yeah.
Monsieur Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Monsieur Cool.
No, that's nothing, not in any way true.
Well, it's in the ballpark of truth.
See, this is where you're going wrong. You're living your life through a fantasy.
But what I do.
Of unreality.
Is I tell people. I say what happens.
Mm, so do I, yeah.
So people get that sense of...
We both do equally.
No, this guy's all right.
Mm.
He's like me.
This guy's a lunatic.
Things happen to me sometimes. Mm. And I was too scared or self-conscious to admit it. And now, suddenly, I feel liberated because finally, you know, the person everyone's been waiting for has arrived.
Right, yeah.
We'll be honest.
Mm.
And that, you know,
wow.
Really weird things and awkward things happen to everyone on a daily basis. And this man is finally stepping up and going, yes, correct.
So you're doing a service to mankind.
To most people.
Right.
What I'm saying, well Joe, done is you. Most people probably have as many weird things happen to them as I do.
Debatable.
If not more so.
Yeah, sure, okay, fine.
If not more so.
Yeah, all right. Let's...
If
let's,
not more so.
Let's agree on that for now, shall we?
If not more.
Yeah, certainly not more.
If not more so.
Certainly not more. So, yeah, what was the story?
If not more so. So...
that you've already told.
So, the story... What?
What?
The story that I told before...
yes.
Not more so. Is... I went to the gym, don't, because
I'm not going
to
do anything.
Turn your mic
certainly not more.
I would. Welcome to two children cast. 2 5-year-old children cast. So I regularly go to the gym, obviously.
Regularly.
As people ask me.
Yeah, you'll see me regularly in the gym.
As they step onto the road to pass me when I'm walking down the pavement.
Of course, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They obviously know.
Yeah.
I go to the gym.
Regularly. Yes.
Regular as clockwork.
Oh, yeah.
And I went to the gym and I did my workout, went to the showers. This is the story I told you before.
Oh, yeah.
You don't remember.
No, I do remember, yes.
And...
well, you're parading around in front of a man naked.
And I already don't like going to gym showers because I find... It's just... There's some odd people in the gym. And sometimes you don't want to be naked around odd people.
I never particularly want to be naked around odd people, to be honest.
Or people in general.
I don't like being naked in front of people I haven't chosen to be naked in front of.
And it's made even worse when you're naked around people that you don't know, but that you have an awkward pseudo-social relationship with on a several times weekly basis where you're either nodding or fist bumping
catching
eye contact. You don't want to see those guys naked.
But that's why I don't bother with any of that stuff.
So I'm not a fan, neither do I voluntarily,
well,
but
nod,
some people
wink,
seem to like to do the things.
You salute, you fist bump, you high five, you chest bump, you do your little handshake,
right,
secret handshakes.
Okay, yeah.
I've seen you.
Right.
You tried to do it to me once.
No. You're thinking of someone else. So I don't like using the communal showers for that reason, because it's just awkward. But I eventually just said, well, you know, it's so much easier if I do that. I don't have to go and worry about using the showers at work. Someone's usually in it. Just a pain. So I caved and decided to use the shower. And, of course, things don't go smoothly for me because I go to hang my towel up on the rack. Mm-hmm. And there's a guy standing right next to the shower rack, towel rack, just drying himself, like for a weirdly long amount of time. And as I said before, and apologies to people that have heard this before, the rule is when you come out of a communal shower, you dry the bits that are going to drip the most, right? And that'll affect different people differently. And then you get the hell out of there with the towel wrapped around your waist, get back to your locker, get dressed as fast as you can.
Yeah, facing the locker.
And keep your gaze pointed downwards as much as possible.
Yeah.
In fact, keep everything pointed downwards.
At all times, no matter what, even if you're about to be murdered.
And the other thing to remember is that if you're standing next to the towel rail and you're still drying yourself and someone shows up to go into the shower, takes their towel off and is now naked next to you, the first thing you do is immediately stop drying yourself, put the towel around yourself and walk out.
Yes.
At no point are two of you standing side by side naked willfully.
Yeah.
And yet there was this man here standing there drying himself, just loving life, basically. Yeah. And what I do is I'm hanging up my towel and, of course, it falls off the rack the first time. So I think, brilliant. I bend down, pick it up, put it back on the rack. He's still standing there, unbelievably. Turn around to go back into the shower, towel falls off the rack again. And so when you were multiple times, I'm naked.
When you were bending down, though,
yes.
How close were you to...
Well, let's not go into the level of detail.
Well, though,
I'm shady.
I'm trying to build
up
a picture
on the detail.
Here. I'm trying to build up a picture.
I'm shaky on the details, but I'm sure one of the fans will say, no, you said that slightly differently last time. Anyway, point being, that was hideous. And I didn't want that to experience that ever again.
Yeah. What was the air like down there?
Where?
As you were bending down, was it sort of a...
I don't know what you mean.
Like a thickness to the air? Was it a sort of a humidity?
What are you on about?
Just around that general area.
Right.
Of another man's ballsack.
Okay, good. No, I wasn't right next to it. It was just the floor.
Right, okay.
And you're getting a bit kind of too excited about this.
Well, I'm just trying to...
Like too interested.
Trying to build up a picture of what was happening.
I don't want to build any pictures.
Well, it's happened.
I'm just here to tell you what the sequel was.
Right, okay. You know, you can avoid all this, by the way.
Go on.
Move to a gym like mine, where they're cubicle showers, not a prison shower.
I can't move to a gym like yours, Joe. We've been over this before. Not everyone is lucky enough to be, you know, swanning around to whatever gyms they want to do. Some of us have limited options.
Sounds to me like maybe you're enjoying this shower scenario a little too much.
Well, if that does it for you, Joe, you know, I'm not going to be a judgy.
Wow. You're the one with the sequel story.
Sure. If not more so.
Almost certainly not.
So, here's what happened the other day. And I've since gotten over that last episode. I'm a grown man. You know, I can handle it. Weird stuff happens. Hopefully, he won't weirdly stand there while I drop my towel multiple times, which is unbelievable. But hopefully he won't do it again.
Was he looking at you? Or did he
turn away? I don't know. Do you think I was looking up at him while I was doing it?
Keeping eye contact with him as you looked down.
Locked gaze, fumbling around on the floor for the towel.
Well, I don't know. Probably not, but again.
You are weird.
It's a good detail to know.
Your brain. To build up the things you think of me. About why are you placing me into these weird fantasies?
It's just,
it's,
you know,
very unnerving.
For the listeners, I think they need to know.
I don't think they want to know.
You know, they can imagine where he's standing.
I think they've heard enough.
Where you're standing.
They've heard enough.
You know, the sort of body position, that sort of thing. Shouldn't be glugging that coffee either.
I am going to regret
it. You can't handle it.
Big time. So here's what happened. I go in. Thankfully, there's no one there. No, tell a lie. There's one guy in there. He's round to the left-hand corner, where I like to go because that's the point at which you can't be seen and you don't see anyone else.
Right, okay.
So you can face into the corner and almost pretend this is your own shower.
Yeah.
Then. The downside of that is it's the corner, and so there's obviously a massive black patch of collected scum that's run down from all the rest of the shower.
Lovely.
It's a good gym. It's called Fit Space. So don't go to Fit Space unless you want to see me naked in the shower. So that was weird. Probably shouldn't have said that. Anyway, so the guy's in the corner, round to the left. I go, brilliant. I go to the opposite far corner. That's another rule, by the way. You go to the opposite corner, as far away as you
possibly always go
can.
To as far away as you can. Yeah. The biggest amount
Same
of distance.
Same with urinals.
Yeah.
Same with urinals. If you're in a row of urinals and a guy comes and stands next to you in their spaces, he's into you.
Same with cubicles as well. We talked about this. I think we talked about this just last week.
I went into the bathroom the other day at work, and there was someone in the middle cubicle just on their own.
Morons.
What kind of a maniac? Yeah. He's probably some
serial
kind of
killer.
Exactly.
His family's dead at home. Yeah. Been there for weeks.
He's eaten them.
Strung up.
That's why he's in
bit
there so
by
long.
Bit. Yeah. He's wearing their skin.
Yeah. So you go to the opposite side. So I did that, of course, facing the wall, looking away, right, doing my thing.
But you have to turn around at some point.
Having my shower.
To wash the back.
No. How just wash the back.
How do you wash the back of your body? Because
it runs down
then?
Your back. Well, you can turn around briefly, sure. But I'm not looking turning around and just like...
Just spinning on the spot.
Just nodding, clocking everyone, row by shower by shower. Just nodding at them, am
I? No, I'm not saying that.
It's a just very a quick fluid turnaround, motion.
Keep the eyes down.
Yeah.
Spin
just a
back.
Rinse.
Just
yeah.
a quick 360.
Yeah.
Just a...
I've got it down now.
Yeah.
Like I'm Michael pretty Jackson good. Spin. If you're not good at showering by the time you're adult, you need to look at your life.
Yeah.
Because we should all be pretty good. If you're one of these people that spends like 20 minutes in the shower, what are you doing in there? Because it doesn't take that long.
But you say that, but it's the same thing with people going to the toilet.
Hmm.
And
no, it's not.
I would think that by now, you know, my age, people my age.
40 to 50.
Yeah. They'd have that down. They'd have that, you know, you go in, do your business.
You'd have that down by 20.
Clean up. Done. But some of the noises I hear coming from cubicles tells a different story.
What do you mean, noises?
Okay, I don't want to go into too much detail here.
This is kind
I'll
of a departure
this light. Okay, but
from my story.
We'll get back. I'll keep it light and breezy.
Hmm.
I've heard people in the cubicles of toilets doing business.
Yeah.
You know, fine, normal.
Handling business.
Handling business. Hmm. When it comes time to clean up the business.
Right.
You shouldn't really hear any sound. If you're outside the cubicle, that should be silent. You shouldn't hear, you know, you should hear the toilet roll coming off, drullun, drullun, whatever.
Why are you listening?
I'm not listening, but they're
why
quiet
are you
places.
Standing there listening into
I am not listening.
Each phase of someone's
not,
bowel movements.
But you can hear what's going on when you're, in, you know, taking a whiz or whatever.
Right. But so then, you're standing there listening and you're going, right,
well, what
the business
do you want me
is
to
done.
Do? Start
now it's time to
it's
begin.
To phase two.
Now it's time to begin phase two.
Yes.
And you're standing there with your little stopwatch out.
No.
This is weird.
I'm glad you said stopwatch.
This is very weird.
I
was going to say clock.
No. but yeah, the second phase should be silent. Clean up the business,
right.
Then flush.
Okay.
But some people... I've heard this sound.
Right.
For like 10 seconds.
Now that suggests one thing to me, and that is dual directional.
Yes, which is unbelievable. Of course.
Unacceptable.
Yeah. I mean, no human past the age of 1 year old should be doing multi-direction cleanup business.
No. What are you doing? That's mental.
Yeah.
It's a mental person.
Front to back.
Again, another killer.
Front to back, single.
Some kind of warlord.
Get
is,
rid.
Is
yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah. Plotting genocide.
Megalomaniac.
But I just don't understand what's happening in their head, what they're thinking, and how they've got to that point.
Mm.
Fully grown adult going...
yeah.
And then I have to interact with these people.
Why?
Like, I don't
what
know
are
who
you
that is.
Looking over the top
not
and
in
going,
there.
Why are you going back and forth?
But no, but
I was just on the stopwatch.
No, but if they're where then, you know, in a meeting or
so
something.
So yeah, but you don't see who they were.
Well,
you
no.
You don't wait and see who they were, do you? You get
no.
out of there. That's the other rule. You get
well, yes,
out of there
I do, yes.
before they come out.
But sometimes, again, people don't adhere to the rule. I'll be washing my hands. I'm thinking,
oh, yeah.
right.
Yeah, this happened to me the other
you
day.
You know, I can dry my hands. As
yeah.
soon as that goes off,
yeah.
they wait 5 seconds.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah.
There next
you
up.
Listen for the hair, the hand dryer.
Yeah.
When the hand dryer goes off, you hear the door swing.
Yeah.
Then you come
then
out.
You go unlock. Boom.
Yeah.
If there's someone else in one of the other couple cubicles, well, you've got to be quick.
You've got to be quick
because otherwise you're standing in that cubicle for another 2 minutes.
The worst is when it's a face off between the two of you.
Yeah.
They flush
yeah.
at the same time. You're like,
yeah.
now what?
Yeah.
And then someone. What if someone
Do
comes in
go?
As well?
Yeah.
So it's a tactical.
It's a chess match.
Nightmare.
Yeah. But I've had it before where I'm go to wash my hands. I think, here we go. I've got 30 seconds to have a nice hand wash.
Yeah.
Dry them nice. Keep
yeah.
get them all, you know, fresh.
Yeah.
Start washing my hands. Someone comes out the cubicle. Starts waiting behind
me. What are you doing?
Just looking at me.
No.
And that's when they start talking as well.
It's a like, terrible,
oh, yeah,
terrible
you're right.
time.
Do not talk to me in the toilet. I don't care if I'm finished. I'm just washing my hands,
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
Don't make eye contact. Don't talk to me.
If I've walked in and you're the only one in here and I can tell that you've been in here for a while,
yeah.
let's just leave it at that.
yeah.
And I'm just doing number ones.
Yeah.
And I'm washing my hands and you come out.
Yeah.
You don't talk to me.
No.
Because I know.
Mm.
what you've been doing.
Yeah, exactly. The other thing as well is, again, because it's because it's such a chess match, you say you've got three cubicles, okay? You walk in, there's one cubicle free. There's two people in the others. Yeah. Someone's doing a whiz. You walk in, the person doing the whiz knows you, they're just finishing, they turn to you and go, all right, Joe.
No, you don't name names.
Say your name. Then you've got to go into the empty cubicle and do whatever you're about to do with those two people in the other cubicles knowing who you are and yeah. and what who's
what
in
if
there.
They found out that you did that? What if they found out that you actually did stuff like that? That would be weird.
Yeah. No, but they could hear it.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to know, do you? Because it might be
that's
a, it
why
might
this
be a bad
is so
one.
Mental, though. Yeah, but, like, all of this is insane.
Yeah, but it is insane, but it's just social respect.
I know it is.
And rule, unwritten rule.
And I completely agree.
That everyone should know.
Yes.
Like, how do we know that? We just, we've
I don't
got
know,
common sense.
Because we didn't talk about it
no,
before.
You just know yeah, it.
You just know it's, if you don't, if you're like, if this is new to you, you're the guy in the middle cubicle.
Yeah, sandpaper
that everyone's
your backside,
going,
yeah.
What are you doing? You're the guy going, you're all right. No, I'm not all right. My eyes are watering. So anyway, back to the shower.
Oh, yeah.
And then we can move on because yeah. we've dwelt on this for a while now. Mm.
Good.
So anyway, suffice to say that my experience in showers is dreadful and awkward and could hardly be more awkward, really, yeah. than that last escapade. It was hideous. I thought, at least that probably won't happen again. So I'm in there the other day, as I say, go in the corner, the scum corner, looking into the wall. I'm looking into the other corner. We're both doing the business, maybe do a twirl and do the phone. Fine. Fine. If we have to go to that level of detail, okay.
Yeah,
do my business. I think, right, better get going. Turn around, walk towards a towel rack. Suddenly stop. Where's my towel?
Oh, no.
Look down at the floor. Look into the little room that's next to the towel rack. Look around. Look. Where's my towel? There's a yellow towel and there's a blue towel hanging up. Don't know who the other towel's for. Where's mine? No sign of anyone. I can't see anyone.
Where's the guy from the corner?
He's gone.
He's gone. Is he an old gentleman?
Where's my towel? Now picture the scene. Put yourself in my shoes.
The panic that must have been written across your face.
You're standing fully nude, as I'm sure you can appreciate.
Fully nude.
As you can appreciate.
Dripping wet.
Soaking wet. And
gripped by fear.
There's nothing to be done but to try and find out where the towel is, because I'm not going to grab someone else's towel.
No.
Because A, that's weird to do. And yeah. B, who knows what's on that towel?
Yeah, where it's been. What's it been drying?
So I'm standing there and it's, I feel like Jack Bauer. 20 seconds left on the defuse. What do I do now?
Wow.
What if someone comes around the corner and sees me just standing here? Yeah. Completely inactive. Do I go back and turn the shower back on and just carry on pretending to shower until I can figure out until my towel magically appears? It's not going to, is it? And that's a terrible idea, because what if the person who's got my towel leaves before I can stop them, and then what do I do?
But even if you find the person with your towel, presumably, and I don't want to spoil the story here, there's the gold geezer in the corner, presumably he's been drying himself with that towel.
So here's what I do. I do the unthinkable.
Oh, no.
I leave the two towels hanging up.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk out into the changing room where everyone else is at least partially clad. And as if the story couldn't get any more pathetic and hideous, I proceed to call out.
Oh my God. What are you thinking?
Has anyone seen a grey towel?
Oh my God.
To which People then start to turn their heads.
Oh my God, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? Why didn't you just take one of the other towels and then cover your bits and bobs, go and put your, you know, put some clothes on and then go asking?
Why would I do that, Joe? A normal person would do that. So I walk around the corner and there's a guy, two guys there. I think, oh, phew, at least one of these guys must have picked it up by mistake.
So you just stood there like completely free balling.
I've started going into my locker to grab like my tracksuit trousers or whatever. I'm scrabbling around just so I've got at least something. But remember, I'm absolutely sopping, sopping wet. And it's a hideous sock. Wow. And so the two guys, the guy behind me ignores me, doesn't say anything. Mm. The guy to the left rummages through his bag, pulls out a towel. It ain't my towel. So I'm starting to think about drying myself with my tracksuit bottoms, thinking, well, fine. Like, okay,
if I have to,
let's just get out of here because this is horrendous. I'm sweatier now than I was, before the shower. And then another person appears. It's a face I recognise from the gym.
Fantastic.
And the sheepishest expression is on his face. And a soft voice comes out of his mouth saying, "I'm so sorry, mate. Is this your towel?" And I said yes.
But how did he... I don't understand why he took the wrong towel.
Holding up a sopping wet towel.
You keep it.
Burn that towel.
Did he offer it back?
Yeah, he did. And then I used his towel and dried myself off with his towel. And that was that.
Oh, God.
So I hope you took another shower as soon as you got home. All manner.
Wow.
Of things could be on my person as of right now.
Did you wash when you got back home?
I went straight to work. Money to earn, Joe. Money to earn.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
That's that.
That is unbelievable. See, this is why I just don't think you're that normal.
Yeah, because all of that was my fault.
But how did that happen to you, of all people? There's you know, hundreds of people who go through that gym a day.
I don't know, Joe.
And yet it happens to you.
Well, apparently he had a towel just like that and left it at home. Good story. Ninny News Watch.
You got 20p, mate.
Have you heard of the Burger King Halloween Whopper?
No.
Well,
what's new about it?
This type of thing has been around before.
It's made out of pumpkins or something.
It's a black Whopper. A black burger bun. They did it before for Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, I think we talked about it, the Star Wars burger.
Okay. Yeah.
So here's the trailer for it. And here's an advert to precede it.
Yeah.
Because why would
I was just about
be?
To say, there's going to be an advert.
There always. I remember the days where there used to not be adverts before every video. But now there is.
Yeah, every single one.
I mean...
It used to be very few or none, but yeah, now it's loads. I've had black food before.
Right.
They use squid ink, don't they?
To make it black. Yeah, like a bread roll or something.
I've had risotto and stuff.
Sure.
Squid ink in it.
Good story, Joe.
Quite tasty.
Onto this. Halloween. Things will get dark. Play.
This Halloween, things will get dark. With A1 flavor baked into the bun, things will get deliciously dark at Burger King. Try the all-new Halloween Whopper, dripping with A1 sauce, right now for a limited time, only at Burger King.
So there you go, that's...
He's good at controlling everything.
It's the internet's fault, it's not my fault.
Wow, it looks delicious.
Burger King's Halloween burger was launched last week to the cheers of burger fans, but quickly it has become evident that the true horror of the burger is far worse than the grim black food colouring used for the bun. Ninny News Watch. But people are reporting very strange happenings. What?
I didn't hear anything there.
Hear what?
Got 20p, mate.
In the news, what?
I got 20p, mate.
People are reporting very strange happenings, and it's all about when it's been through your digestive system. That was written into this article, because we are dealing with some, you know, good caliber reporting.
Of course, yeah.
The treat may have been the Whopper, but the trick, it seems, little joke there, is that poop is coming out bright green. First of all, don't say poop. And we're not just talking a shade of dark khaki green. The evidence we've seen online, too crude to reveal here, really does depict a very bright, ghoulish green end product. The eerie effect is having varying levels of reception among those who have tested the burger.
I mean, why are you eating that burger anyway? It looks, yeah. The bun looks like it's been char grilled.
Yes.
It just looks burnt.
It looks terrible.
It looks awful.
Yeah.
But I just don't see the point.
So people are going mental on Twitter. Of course they are, because there's always people going mental on Twitter about everything. But they've gone extra mental about this one. So yesterday I had... This is Daniel Rodriguez. Yesterday I had the Halloween Whopper. Today my poop is green. Yesterday was the last time I'll have the Halloween Whopper. 36 retweets.
This is what news is now, though. It's a sort of a few lines of story, a photo, and then 10 Twitter posts from random people.
Mm.
They even use them on films now.
Mm.
They use like a film, instead of using film critics, yeah. 5 stars,
yeah.
They'll be, you know, this is the best movie of the year, you know, Johnny Smith from Exeter on Twitter.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's unbelievable.
It's sick.
Bootney Lee Farnsworth says, yo, Burger King, your Halloween Whopper turned my poop super green. It was bomb, though. 45 retweets, 25 favourites.
Wow.
The spookiest part of the Burger King Halloween Whopper, says Father Roy Jew, is the fact that it makes your poop ectoplasmic green. Burger King has not yet said anything about the fun side effect of the Halloween burger, and Mirror Online has reached out for comment. I did a bit of digging of my own to see if Burger King had acknowledged it. They haven't. Still plugging it heavily.
Really?
Hmm.
But the thing is, if you've got something like that, if it is squid ink that they've used to make it black, which I presume that is, because I can't think what else
that
it
sounds
would be.
Like, no, I would say almost certainly not.
Really?
Because think how expensive that would
well,
be.
What are they going to use then?
Just the absolute like dross. Coal. Like the worst.
Coal dust.
Yes.
But that's expensive these days.
Like biro ink.
Yeah. Just squeezing out pens. Yeah, maybe. But that's obviously going to turn your, you know, your stuff the wrong way,
but
the wrong colour.
But it's turning it bright green, though.
But that's because it mixes with other colours, isn't it?
But bright green.
I don't know. I don't. It's just don't eat it.
I'm interested to know. I mean, yeah, why are you eating that?
I mean, what colour's your stuff anyway? If you're eating that crap all day,
red.
It's going to come out like sludge. Yeah, it's covered in blood constantly.
Seems to be red all the time. I'm just having my daily meal of Burger King. I would say that is. I'm interested just to know whether Burger King say anything about this, just because I think they knew that was going to happen.
Yeah,
and I think actually, whether they'll admit it or not, it was actually a very, very clever marketing move.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Because they want stuff in the papers.
It's
they want
all over the internet.
Yeah. Well, that's it. That's why they do it, isn't it?
But that's ballsy to like affect people's digestive systems as a marketing tool. Because if they try and say, oh no, this has all got out of hand, we didn't realise.
Yeah.
No, you obviously realise. Yeah. The amount of testing that these things go through.
Yeah.
I mean, they're basically a science experiment in their own right.
And like
the
I say, if they've done it before,
yeah,
it must have been the same thing, you know.
Well, I don't remember anyone saying about this before.
They've used an even lower grade of food dye.
I mean, but look at it, though.
It looks gross.
I mean, if you're eating that, if anything, it's good because it's drawing attention to... Because usually you might eat Burger King or McDonald's or whatever, and yeah, you might not actually have that much in the way of side effects, but this way, at least you know this way, something's wrong with what you're eating. Yeah. Like it flags up to you, yeah. there's something wrong with what you're eating. Stop eating it.
But I mean, people know these days. People know that it's not good for you. People, if you're still eating it all, then you just don't care.
But that
same with smoking and stuff.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
If you, everyone knows these, and nobody in the world now can say, "Oh, I smoke. Is it bad for you? I didn't realize." Mm. Nobody can say that. Yeah. Everyone knows it's bad.
Yeah.
So if you're still doing it, you're kind of saying, "I know it's bad, but I'll take my chances."
It's like drinking. It's like drinking.
Anything.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
We all know that alcohol's bad for your body, but
yeah.
we still do it occasionally, or well, we do it on a varying amount of frequency, I guess.
Yeah.
Because it's worth the risk.
Well, that's it. Yeah.
To us,
is this worth the risk? Though?
But this Daniel Rodriguez guy, that guy on Twitter, I went onto his Twitter and. He was tweeting about McDonald's and stuff. I think that's kind of what he does.
That's all he does, yeah. Just eats and tweets.
Like, what are you doing? And he was going on about, like, I seriously can't believe... It was something like, can't believe that people don't crap, like, 10 times a day. And it's like, yeah, that makes total sense, actually, mate, because yeah. I now know yeah. there's nothing unusual about that.
Well, I was in Tesco's the other day, and... I felt kind of bad because I'd got up early to go to the gym.
Yeah.
Been to the gym.
Yeah.
Thought I'll grab a few bits shopping on the way back because I need some food later. But I just sort of got a few random bits. And I was stood at the checkout while she was scanning the stuff. And I thought, what must she think of me right now? Because I was stood there, scruffy tracksuit joggers.
Right.
With a hole in.
Right.
Vest,
yeah,
stinking of sweat,
right,
like sweaty,
but red, looking swole,
red face. Oh, I had a good pump, yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
So she was probably like beast, yeah. decent.
Yeah, I didn't smell good, honestly, because I'd gone early. I didn't shower before the gym,
yeah,
and I was in. I could smell myself in there.
Yeah,
it was, you know, you're doing like lifts. Or whatever,
I never smell,
and you
bad
think, oh
like
god,
I've never smelled myself and been like that doesn't smell good,
really. Oh, I could.
I don't think I'm that smelly.
No, I'm not usually. This
people
was just...
usually, I find, it's only if you're like carrying like a day's old sweat.
Yeah, I think maybe I must have been. I must have been sweaty from
fresh
the day
sweat,
before.
Don't think that. Because there's this one guy, sorry, it's just very quick.
No,
sorry.
No, there you
there's
go
this
ahead.
One guy in the gym who smells so bad that I can tell, without having seen him yet that day, where he's been.
Yeah.
Now that's bad. If happened, if I can follow you around like some kind of detective.
That's it. If you're leaving your scent where you've been and you're not there anymore.
That's not a good sign, mate.
That's too pungent. Way
and
too pungent.
Absolutely reeks.
Mm. That's what I smelt like yesterday, I think it was. Because I think I'd done something the night before, the day before, and then I hadn't showered that night. And then I'd gone straight to the gym in the morning without showering.
Mm.
So I thought, I'll shower when I get back.
Yeah.
And then when I was there, it was too late, so just thought, this ain't good.
Right.
So quick in and out, then went to the shop. But I was at the counter, looking like a tramp, smelling worse, red-faced.
Yeah.
Had my gym bag with me, so and that's covered in mud from Tough Mudder.
Why is it covered in mud?
Covered in, like, dry mud.
Why haven't you cleaned it?
Well, it's you know, it's not bits of mud.
So you basically
it's
do ingrained, look like a tramp.
It's ingrained in now, though.
Right.
It's ingrained into it. So
and
that,
into your face as
that
well.
Looks all
is,
muddy.
That, is that ingrained
not
in?
Not my face. No, no. Okay. Not my face.
Right.
But then she was scanning the stuff through, and I thought, it'd be fine if I was stood here, you know, buying a bit of lobster, you know, fresh chickens and all this.
No, it wouldn't. They'd assume you're trying to steal it.
Well, maybe. But I had this in my shopping basket.
Right.
Small packet of pasta.
Right.
It's peanut butter. 1 pint of milk.
Right.
Packet of mints.
Mints?
Yeah.
Okay. Or mince.
Mince. Minced meat.
Mince. Mince or mince?
Mince. Mince meat.
Why is that so hard
minced
to say?
Minced beef.
From now on, can you say minced beef?
Minced beef.
Rather than mince.
Pasta, peanut butter, pint of milk. Minced beef.
Mince is what you were doing on the way to the counter.
And a can of kidney bean.
Right.
And I just looked at her and I just thought...
What on earth are you making?
I'm not this bad. This isn't the person I am.
What do you mean? What's wrong with that?
Because I just thought I must have looked like just the biggest loser on the planet. Like an absolute scumbag.
Why?
Because of the way I looked and what I was buying.
Well, what's wrong with what you're buying, though? You get into mince,
because
get
it's
your
all
breath
just
fresh.
Random stuff.
Which is considered.
I could like to chew on a bit of minced beef. raw minced beef. It was just I just looked at it and thought, God, that's the kind of like serial killer's dinner or
why?
Something. Like peanut butter and raw meat. Just and a can of beans.
It's like a student's
it's
meal.
It's terrible.
It's a student's meal.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But I'm not a student. And no. That wasn't all for one meal. It was just I needed a few bits.
It was your last meal.
For the next
before
few days.
You go off on your rampage.
But I've done that before where I remember it was a few years ago, I was waiting for a bus or something, and again, right.
Even worse.
Been to the gym.
I mean, you're standing at a bus stop with all that sort of stuff.
Well, no, I didn't have that stuff, but I'd been to the gym again, same sort of outfit,
right?
You know, sweaty, looking, you know, stinking.
Right.
Sat at a bus stop, and I needed some food before I got on the bus. So I went to the supermarket and got some rotisserie chicken legs.
Right.
So I was sat at the bus stop, and again, I had a pint of milk, drinking out the carton,
why?
And then eating chicken legs out of the bag. Like gnawing off the bone.
People throwing coins.
Sat there.
At you.
I thought to myself,
and one piece.
What they must think I'm homeless.
Yeah.
Because I thought if you could see me now,
yeah.
I would look like a tramp just sat on the street. If I had a dog sat by me,
yeah.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Everything ticked.
Yeah.
Pint of milk, chicken legs.
Yeah.
Stinking.
Yeah.
Where's the dog, mate? He's dead.
Yeah. This is it. Do you want some? It's a very small dog.
Yeah. Wash it down with a bit of milk.
Mm. Dog's milk.
Dog's
his
dog.
Last milk.
Do dogs have milk?
I don't know. Why are we talking about eating people's dogs? It's such a downer note. I mean, what a sad, terrible story, Joe. You brought the tone from low to a bit of despair.
Low and slow.
Now I just feel like crying a little bit inside.
Have you seen...
Up.
The... Haribo adverts that have been on. I don't know if they're recent ones or if they've been on a while. I've only seen them recently.
I think I've seen the ones you're talking about.
It's the Haribo adverts where there's a few different ones. The one I've seen is where they're in a board meeting.
Yes.
And a business.
Yeah.
Yet they're all speaking with kids' voices.
Yes.
And on the face of it, you're like, yeah, okay, yeah, a bit of fun, you know. Oh, it's kids' sweets. So they're just acting like kids because they're eating the sweets.
Yes.
And then you think, those people have got families. That's someone's father. And he's acting like that for money.
Mm-hmm.
At what point do you think, you know what, I'll probably give up on that Hollywood career that I've been chasing and say yes to the Haribo advert?
It's money, isn't it? That's what it comes down to. Do you want to play it?
But they cannot, yeah.
Do you want to play it?
Also, I think these adverts...
Go on.
The kids' voices, I reckon it's just a woman doing the voice.
Maybe. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
So to set the scene, as Joe said, it's a boardroom and there's a bag of Haribo on the table. Yeah. That's it. That's basically it.
I just want to talk about this Haribo Star Mix Sweeties.
I like the hearts because they make me feel love.
And also I like the rings.
And the gold bears.
Because it looks like it's a ring when they go swimming so they don't drown.
And then look, you can make a big, big sandwich.
I've got to be honest, Joe. When I saw this advert, I cracked up. I thought it was brilliant.
Are you serious?
Yes.
You're
because
dead to
of
me.
That end bit.
You are dead to
because
me.
Because of this end bit and the guy's face.
Look, you can make a big, big sandwich.
But look at the...
And this guy's face.
When they go swimming.
Look at his face.
Exactly. He's somebody's son.
He's somebody's father.
Probably not.
Look at his face.
If he's not an alien, then I don't know who is.
Everyone, all the actors in that room, right, they've all been asked to ham it up as much as they can, right? And they're hamming it up big time.
Mm.
But every one of them is looking at that guy and going, mate, tone it down.
Yeah. But at what point do you think they go, oh, I probably shouldn't have done this? My friends are going to see this.
He's famous now, though.
He's not famous.
He's not famous.
And even if he is, it's for all the wrong reasons.
Hmm.
It's not, you know, The goal in life isn't to be famous.
But what is the goal in life?
It's to have dignity and live well and
Joe, have you heard the last,
do the right thing.
Have you heard the last 8 years of this show?
We've never sunk to this level.
What are you talking about? Joe, we've sunk to every level.
No,
we've bounced off the bottom, Joe.
We have not.
We've smashed our heads against the bottom. Our bloodied pulps of our faces.
No way.
We have. There's craters in the earth for where our bloodied pulps, disgusting feces covered faces have hit.
No. This is
if
way
you think
lower.
We're better than this,
we are.
You're out of your damn mind.
No way.
It looks like it's a ring when they go swimming, so they don't drown.
It looks like he's having some kind of fit.
Yeah, he is. His brain cannot comprehend what he's doing, and it's trying to kill itself.
Then look, you can make a big, big sandwich.
I like it, Joe.
I feel sick just watching it.
Buy some stuff.
But I'm sure there's lots of people like you who look at that and go, oh, yeah, that's brilliant. Mm. Yeah. Oh, nice one.
Do you know what I fancy?
Stuff my face
no.
in the back
What do you fancy? Oh, it's obvious. Do you believe in the power of advertising in that sense? This kind of advertising, do you think it influences people? Yeah. And to what extent do you think it does?
Yeah, of course.
And does it influence everyone or are certain people susceptible more than others?
It's targeted and affects a certain
demographic.
Yeah. Same as everything.
So do you think certain people or certain types of people are immune?
Yeah. People with brains.
Would you say you're immune to this advertising?
Yeah.
I would say probably not.
I would say probably yes.
I would say given a given number of exposures to this kind of advert, the next time your brain says, oh, I'm a bit low blood sugar right now, and you're in a shop and Starmix are on offer, you're going to reach for the Starmix.
No way.
Now, laying aside the fact that you don't really eat many sweets, let's say, but if you were, I would say you are more likely to, whether you mean to or not.
No.
Okay.
But again, that's because I've already
multi-billion dollar industries. Yeah, they're wrong. Yeah.
Well, no, I'm saying it will affect certain people who've already got the mindset of, yeah, I want some sweets. Mm. I'm going to eat. So I like to eat sweets all the time. So they'll go for something they've seen on TV. Like, ooh, what? You know, they're stood in front of the counter of sweets.
Right.
Completely cross-eyed. You know, sweating, going,
why are they sweating?
Oh, I want some sweets. Oh, that's what I have.
And the checkout person's like, can I scan that mince and pasta for you, please, sir?
Yeah. But for me, I don't really eat sweets, so...
Yeah, but that's not what we're talking about, are we?
Well, yeah, but...
I mean, that's not the conversation.
Well, we are, because I've already blocked the advert before it's even started.
But our houses are full of things which we've bought because of influence.
Speak for yourself.
I bet you that's just how it is.
Like what?
Because you only heard about a lot of the stuff that you own because of advertising. And advertising put it front of mind. It made an association between the need, that need or perceived need, and a answer to that need that just was easy for you. It was the shortest route from need to solving that problem or going, okay, that's done with now, on to the next thing. Yeah, you could spend lots of time researching, or you could just compare the two things that you've heard about, because you might think, oh, well, there's only really two main contenders here. So which one's the best out of this one and this one? And then you do that and you think, oh, this one must be the best thing I can possibly get. Well, it's probably not. It's just those that spent the most money on advertising. That's influence.
Yeah, but these days you don't need advertising. Because I don't even watch TV. I don't watch live TV with adverts on it anymore.
Yeah, but even walking outside the front door, like, busted.
Yeah, but if I want to buy something, like a phone or something, I'll just type in best phone.
Huawei.com, really?
Yeah. Best new phone, 2015. By the way, it's pronounced Huawei.
Good. Well, you're right, Joe. You are immune to advertising. You're the only person on planet Earth.
No, I'm not saying I'm immune to it. I'm just saying I'm conscious of it.
Better. What?
Conscious of it.
Okay.
Good. Certainly not.
If not more so. So thanks for listening to the Absolute Peach. Brought to you in part by Joe Gallagher and Tech King.
5% discount on all Tech King advice. 1-800-TECH-KING.
That's
for
not...
all your tech needs.
Mm-hmm. Teching. TheAbsolutePeach.com. If you haven't heard the show before, hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening. Say thanks. People say thanks for listening. Mm-hmm. Like what? What do you mean thanks?
Listen or don't listen?
Yeah. Did you like it? Yes or no? Again, pointless question because they can't answer. You can find all of our shows on iTunes. We are regularly featured in the What's Hot section.
Yeah, why
and
not?
The comedy section. We just, I don't want to labour the point.
No.
But please review us if you like us on iTunes. Facebook, Twitter, you know how to find things.